It's a big Wednesday for freedom. Aucklanders are finally able to leave their own city. The Auckland border is gone, but we do have the new Northland Police iwi checkpoint. So how many cars are being stopped? Northland District Police Commander is Tony Hill. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
How busy has it been so far?
Well, it's actually been quite quiet overnight. It's starting to pick up a little bit now, but that's largely the demand that's coming on in the recent hour, I suppose. It's been our community that are travelling around and for work purposes and are starting to run into our two checkpoints. But actually, overnight, it was there were periods when there was no queues at all, no one at the checkpoints at all. So it was really positive.
At this point in time, is every passenger vehicle from Auckland currently being pulled over?
Well, at this stage it is, certainly, because we've got the low numbers and we're able to check where people are from. And that's gone really well. And what we are really pleased to see is that people coming out of Auckland are ready to provide evidence that they've got their double vaccination or they've had their 72-hour negative test and they're really not being delayed much at all. So a very good start down here.
And that remains your default position, right, Tony? That is the ideal. You want every one of those cars from Auckland to be screened.
Absolutely. If we could check every car coming out of Auckland, that would be ideal. As we get busy and we'll see how that goes, and our staff make good decisions on the ground. We've done this quite a bit already, albeit under different rules, but we'll make sure that we have that checkpoint as smooth as possible.
Do you accept that there is an overwhelming sense of revulsion at this whole construct?
No, look, I don't accept that. There are some people who certainly have some strong views towards it, and we haven't seen any of them so far at the checkpoint, which is really positive. But I get people's
early days.
You're right, it is early days. But I get people's sentiment that they feel that they should be able to come up here. But also, I want people to appreciate that there's some, our communities across Northland feel unsafe at the moment and for what's coming out. And they just ask that if you're coming up here, do so
safely.
But
they're not prepared to protect themselves, Tony. With respect, they are not protecting themselves.
Well, I can't get into the health data on that, but what I say is the large majority are, and it's even the communities that are largely vaccinated that are who have the same concerns. I mean, we're in a situation where we have communities that have poor health and poor housing and the like, and to get COVID up here would be really detrimental to our communities.
Do you accept that a lot of Aucklanders find it kind of odd that you were wanting to screen every one of their cars heading north, but Northlanders heading south into the city will not be screened?
But bearing in mind, that's the legislation that's in front of us. The legislation requires that Aucklanders have these two requirements, to either be vaccinated or have the negative test. It's not a requirement on Northlanders or other people.
When will you start issuing $1,000 fines?
Well, we haven't today. We've only actually had one person turn up who hasn't had evidence of either. One person today we're dealt with? Absolutely we will. If the people are turning up and they're in blatant disregard of the rules and quite obviously don't care about them, then they will suffer. Now, they'll get the $1,000 fine coming their way.
Are all of the police staff and non-police staff at these checkpoints vaccinated?
Yes, they are.
Including the non-police staff?
Yes, so the iwi that are working alongside us on the line are all vaccinated as well.
Tony Hill, thank you very much for your time. It's